New at the movies this weekend, and just in time for Halloween, a new horror film called Come Play.
I just want to be your friend.
Film critic Christian Toto tells WTOP's Dimitri Sotis, you'll at times be scared, but the film also pulled some punches.
There are some chills here, to be sure, and this is also PG-13. So if you're a younger person and you want to kind of dabble in horror, but you can't watch those R-rated treats, well, maybe this is a decent selection, although I don't think it's going to be a Halloween classic by any stretch. It's about a young boy. He's autistic. He has trouble communicating, and he often has to rely on his tablet to connect with other people, and that leaves him open to a curious book that is on his tablet, and it stars a crazy little creature who simply wants to be his friend. But of course, it's a lot more ominous than you think. It actually reminded me a little bit about a movie called The Babadook from a few years ago, which also featured a children's book that came to life in a pretty harrowing way. This one, the acting is solid, the production values are just fine, and I really enjoyed the ending. There's a twist at the end that I thought was very satisfying. It's creepy, but also slightly heartwarming. Kind of weird to say about a horror movie, but other than that, this one just feels rather basic. I think there's sort of a tempo set up early in the movie that just keeps repeating itself, which means it's not as scary, not as tense as it could or should have been. So Come Play is fine. It's solid, not embarrassing. And if this was in the 80s, this would pop out because there were a lot of lo-fi horror movies coming out around that period. But I think right now in this marketplace, it's good enough. It's Halloween. Why not? PG-13, so you can kind of bring the whole family if they want to be scared.
So Christian, usually when a James Bond movie comes out, it's a big event. And of course, we're in COVID now, so things are different. Could it be that the new James Bond is out on streaming only?
Yeah, that was certainly discussed behind the scenes and very hush-hush tones. What I understand, the people behind the movie reached out to Apple and Netflix and said, hey, would you like to have this as a streaming exclusive? Oh, and by the way, do you have $600 million to pay the bill here? Of course, both those major streaming services balked at the price tag. They even discussed maybe a video on demand. We've seen a lot of that lately. You know, instead of paying $6, $7, $8, you might pay $20 or $30 for the chance to see a first-run movie. It seems like all those plans collapsed, and now the studio behind the film is recommitting to a theatrical release. That also begs the question, when? When will we see No Time to Die? When will we see these massive blockbuster movies in theaters? We still don't know. I think until things really change with COVID, the pandemic, and the theaters, it's going to be a long time until we see James Bond in a movie theater.
That's Christian Toto with HollywoodInToto.com on Skype. He says the new scary movie Come Play is good, but it's not great.